gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the chief engineer from the Ford Motor Company on the Super Duty truck. We'll get the inside scoop on that vehicle. Jeff Bressler, our motorsports reporter, will be stopping on by with an update from the racing desk. And a little later on, the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, will voice his opinion on the recent woes at Toyota and lots more. But right now, let's go direct to the racing desk and bring forth our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Hey, Jeff.
Stock car racing raised the curtain on 2010 yesterday with a full day of action that included qualifying for the Daytona 500, the Budweiser Shootout, and ARCA's Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 that featured the debut of Danica Patrick. Mark Martin has secured the pole for February 14th's Daytona 500. Martin ran a fast lap of 190.188 miles per hour, beating Hendrick Motorsport teammate Dale Earnhardt Jr. by 88/100ths of a second. Martin's success continues Hendrick's recent dominance on pole day at Daytona. Jimmy Johnson claimed it in 2008, and Martin won the outside pole last year. The 1-2 finish for numbers 5 and 88, which is the first team sweep at Daytona since Robert Yates Racing did it back in 2007, also boosts the hopes for Earnhardt's team. Many say that Earnhardt must produce big time in 2010 to remain in the Hendrick fold. Should Mark Martin at 51 continue his momentum and go on to win the Daytona 500, he would become the eighth driver to win both the pole and race, and he'd be the oldest to take the checkered flag. The 1988 winner Bobby Allison currently holds that mark at 50 years of age. Next up is Thursday's Gatorade duels to set the starting positions for the remainder of the field. Kevin Harvick overcame a bout of the flu to earn his second consecutive victory in the exhibition Budweiser Shootout last night at Daytona. It was Harvick's first victory since his shootout win last year. He hasn't won a points race since his 2007 victory here in the season-opening Daytona 500. Casey Kane was second and followed by Jamie McMurray, Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin. And ARCA veteran Bobby Gerhart won yesterday afternoon's Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200, but all eyes were on Danica Patrick's stock car debut. Patrick finished a solid sixth. Most of the race, though, was a learning experience for Danica, driving a closed-wheel, heavier car and encountering close-quarter racing and bump drafting that's not a regular feature of her IRL open-wheeled experience. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great job as usual. Now we welcome our first guest in this hour of the broadcast, Chief Engineer for the Ford Super Duty truck. Let's all welcome Chris Brewer. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's give a little update. I know the last time that you and I chatted was when you guys took the wraps off this latest Super Duty truck, and you did so in the great state of Texas at a large venue, and I didn't realize it, but Texas is number one when it comes to pickup trucks?
Number one when it comes to pickup trucks, and it's got the, I think, the longest-running state fair in the country. It runs for a little over 2 weeks. So.
Wow. So that's the venue that you chose to unveil this pickup truck.
We did, and it's a perfect venue for a product like ours. Texans love their pickups, and no better place to show off a new truck than at the State Fair of Texas.
Let's talk a little bit about what makes this generation of the Super Duty truck different from the previous generation. Let's begin with styling. Any particular styling differences?
Well, Bob, it's a new truck. Both from an appearance perspective as well as from a powertrain lineup perspective. Starting with the styling, we've got an all-new front end, fresh in box outers, new wheels and tires. And from an interior standpoint, we've got an all-new interior with new seats, fresh in instrument panel, blow-through console, new interior trim with side airbags and side air curtains. And then from a powertrain lineup, that's really where the excitement picks up, in the sense that we're going to offer a new Ford-built diesel engine for the first time here in the United States. 6.7-liter V8 diesel, coupled with a 6-speed transmission. That diesel is also accompanied by a new gas engine, a 6.2-liter gas engine that you'll see in the Raptor, as well as in the new Super Duty. And that engine is going to also be made with a 6-speed transmission. So, new gas, new diesel engine. We haven't announced the horsepower, torque, and fuel economy numbers yet, but they're all going to be significantly better than the outgoing product and significantly better where our competition is today.
Let's talk a little bit about the competition. Who are the players that you're going up against in this marketplace?
There's really three primary players in the over 8500 pickup business. There's Dodge Ram, 2500, 3500, Chevy Silverado, 2500, 3500, as well as the GMC Sierra. Those are basically sister vehicles, and then the Ford Super Duty.
So that's the field, and again, this all-new Super Duty raises the bar, I would imagine, in a number of different areas. How about towing? What's the difference between the towing capacity of the Ford Super Duty truck versus some of the other competitors?
Well, that's a great question, Bob, and again, that's going to come out with the rest of the numbers later this month. But what I can tell you is today is that with our F450 pickup, we can pull a 24,000-pound trailer today. We'll be able to continue to do that into the future and perhaps a little bit more. The same thing's true for our 250 and our 350 pickups. And again, with the new engine and the new transmission, not only can we do as much or more towing as we have in the past, we can do it with much better fuel economy. So our customers are counting on us to get their job done, whether it be in a work environment or whether it be in a recreational environment. We'll be able to go further on tank of fuel as well as get to where they're going in a lot more confident manner with the more powerful powertrains we're going to put in the truck.
Let's talk a little bit more about the interior. You guys, of course, have done wonders in recent years in upgrading interiors across the Ford lineup and Lincoln and Mercury lineup as well. But, I mean, lots of folks who haven't been in a truck in recent years, let alone a Super Duty truck, would be surprised at the almost luxury accoutrements that are available to them.
Well, that's the great thing about the Super Duty truck is that we've got a lot of customers who use it for their basic business needs, and you can get it with a vinyl floor and vinyl seats. But then we go all the way up to King Ranch interior, which has got our exclusive King Ranch leather, you know, kind of an orange-brown leather that comes with black and beige interiors. We're going to introduce a black interior for the first time with the King Ranch. That's got 10-way power seats that are heated and cooled, you know, leather armrests, leather-covered flow-through console, and then high-end stereo system plus our new 4.2-inch liquid crystal display instrument cluster that will give the customer a lot of unique information about their truck, starting with how to trailer tow more effectively, how to use their off-road equipment more effectively, some great fuel economy graphics, and then some powertrain information in terms of engine hours, engine oil temps, trans temps, and the like. So our customers are really in tune with the truck and what it's doing for them at any time, and we're going to give them a lot more information they've had in the past to really keep them up to speed on what the truck's doing for them.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anyone has a question about the brand-new Ford Super Duty truck, everybody listening in Iowa on our great station there, KXEL, or anybody listening in the greater Boston or New England area on AM 1060 WBIX, everybody down in Kentucky on WKCT, everybody out in California, give us a call. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up. Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. The telephone number, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any questions about the all-new Ford Super Duty truck, we have the man himself, the chief engineer, with us live, Chris Brewer, on this Super Bowl Sunday. So give us a call, 800-259-9231, or send me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. got an email here from a gentleman by the name of Peter. Peter is in Kentucky listening on WKCT, and he would like to know about any particular suspension or brake changes to this new generation of the Super Duty.
We are going to offer our roll stability control, our brake electronic system for the first time on the Super Duty. It gives the customer the opportunity to not only enhance their stopping capability, both in terms of yaw control and roll stability control, but it also allows us to offer the first time on Super Duty trailer sway control, which is something we came out with first in the F-150, a perfect fit for what the Super Duty product's all about, since over 90% of our customers tow. The other things that we'll offer that are also part of the new chassis upgrades are something we call hill descent control, which is an off-road technology that allows you to creep or crawl down a steep grade, allowing the brakes to keep you under control without you having to ride the brakes all the way down that grade. I've had a chance to experience it myself in our off-road course in Borrego Springs, California. And I crawled down a 25-degree decline without my foot on the brake. When I got comfortable that, hey, I can handle this grade no problem, I could then tap on the accelerator and speed up by 1 mile per hour increments. So it's a great way of using the truck off-road. In terms of some of our other chassis upgrades, we are going to offer electronic locking rear differential for the first time. And that's something that we expect 70 or 80% of our customers are going to step up to. It's a great way of enhancing off-road capability as well as towing, particularly, for example, you're pulling a boat out of the water and your rear wheels are half in the water and half out.
Very cool stuff indeed. And I would imagine also that in the area of chassis stiffness with this new generation, you've also knocked that up a notch or two as well, Chris.
We have. And in fact, one of the things we did with the front end specifically, Bob, is to improve the frame stiffness to help improve occupant protection. We are going to offer side airbags and side air curtains for the first time. We've improved the chassis to resist higher speed impacts in terms of fuel system crash testing. So the chassis is more capable of handling a crash as well as more capable of braking and stopping. The last thing we've done, which again is a really great feature for us to offer for the first time in the industry, is we're going to offer a fifth wheel gooseneck receiver, which is built into the frame, and we're going to offer a factory installed receiver with a box that has pre-drilled holes in it that are then closed out. We'll be able to allow the dealers to stock the frame with this cross mirror built into it. And again, since 90% of our customers tow and a large part of them use either a fifth wheel or a gooseneck, they can then bring their own hitch, just plug it up to our hardware because, you know, we're a lot better suited to add a cross member to the frame before the vehicle is put together and avoid some of the expensive aftermarket stuff our customers have to do to hook up a receiver in the aftermarket. So in a sense, we're doing the open heart surgery, building it in from the get-go, then allowing this customer to come in and customize the vehicle a lot more conveniently than they have in the past. And of course, that cross member has gone through all of our torturous durability testing on and off road, pulling a trailer. So we're very confident it's going to get the job done.
Very good. We have a question from Charlie. Charlie is in California listening on KCNR in the Lake Shasta, California, and he would like to know about, let's see, I'm trying to decipher his email here a little bit. He would like to know about the on-sale date for the Super Duty and also when the pricing information will be announced.
Good question, Charlie. It'll go on in the spring, on sale later this spring. Look for it a little bit earlier than May. And the pricing we've now made available to the dealers. It's not live on our website yet. There is some information about the new product on the FordVehicles.com website, but you need to go talk to your dealer about specific pricing. it's not yet available in the, you know, build your own truck picks you can do on the website right just yet.
But I'm sure coming in the not too distant future. Let's
yes.
Talk a little bit about the decision to go in-house with the diesel power plant. I know in the past you guys have used some outside sources for that. How come this time around you decided to take it in-house?
Well, there's several reasons. The primary one is that there's new emissions requirements in the 2010 calendar year, and the emissions requirements are very extensive and involve not only significant combustion changes to the engine, but also significant exhaust changes in terms of aftertreatment. And in looking at the work we've done in Europe as well as the work we've done here in the United States, we decided that the best way for us to integrate the engine and the aftertreatment system together was to do it ourselves. And we've got a lot of experience with diesel engines in Europe, certainly have a lot of experience with engines in general in the United States, and we just figured that was the best alternative for us and the best solution for our customers.
That certainly makes a lot of sense, and I imagine this turbo power plant, like most today, this engine is going to be turbocharged is what I meant to say. Shall we expect that with this diesel power plant?
Indeed, you should, Bob. It's got a kind of a two-in-one turbo system. We've got a small and large compressor wheel on the turbo. It's a single turbo, and the small wheel allows the turbo to spin up quickly, so you get more quicker off-the-line response as opposed to something you might see that's got a conventional large turbo on it. That'll be a little bit slower. And then the secondary wheel kicks in and allows more air in the turbo, so you get the kind of on-the-road responsiveness you would look for when you're trying to pass or pull out on a highway from an entrance ramp. So it's a very innovative technology. It gives us an opportunity to give the customers the best of both worlds in terms of off-the-line response like a gas engine, yet same kind of pulling and passing power they expect when the vehicle is up at higher speeds.
Wow, that does sound great. 800-259-9231 if anybody has a question for Chris Brewer, chief engineer of the new Super Duty truck from Ford. We have a couple more moments you can get in. 800-259-9231. Well, Chris, we'll hold you over for a moment here because I got one email question for you and maybe more coming your way.
Okay, very good.
This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight on this Super Bowl Sunday. 800-259-9231 is our telephone number. Chris Brewer, our special guest, chief engineer for the all-new Ford Super Duty truck. If you have a question for Chris, we're holding him over at 800-259-9231, or shoot us an email, just as Paul did in... Where is Paul writing from? Paul is writing from also the Kentucky area, listening on WKCT. You can write in, like Paul did, bob@autoworldradio.com, and Paul wants to know about a couple of items on the Super Duty. Number one, he would like to know the displacement of the – can Chris disclose the size of the gasoline engine, and also – he would like to know if indeed the Super Duty truck is available in a multitude of trim levels. Well, you've already kind of touched on that, but why don't you reiterate it again, Chris?
Sure. So the new gas engine we're going to offer Paul is a 6.2-liter V8 engine. It replaces the 5.4 engine that we offer today. That 6.2 engine will offer a lot more horsepower, a lot more torque, and significantly better fuel economy than the 5.4 it replaces. It's a nice and solution for the customer in terms of giving them an engine that will allow them to get their job done more effectively, at the same time saving them money in terms of cost of ownership. In terms of trim levels, we're going to offer several trim levels, an XL work truck series that features, from an interior standpoint, vinyl floor and vinyl seats, the kind of thing you could hose out if you needed to after it's been out on the work site. An XLT, which steps up to a cloth interior, offers lockable under seat storage in the front seat and in the rear seat if you buy a crew cab. And then you can step up to our Lariat series, which offers leather seats, some more electrical content in terms of a premium stereo system, a 4.2-inch liquid crystal display instrument cluster. And finally, the ultimate in our lineup is the King Ranch, which is got our high-end King Ranch leather on it, as well as heated and cooled seats, standard equipment on that configuration. So whether you need the truck just to go and beat it up inside and out, we've got an XL series, or if you're someone who uses it primarily for recreation and you know, want to tow a horse trailer, we've got a King Ranch for you. So we think we've got the gamut covered there in terms of customer needs and expectations.
Excellent. Thank you for the email, Paul, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any additional questions for Chief Engineer for the Ford Super Duty truck, Chris Brewer, he would be happy to help you out. Chris, as the chief engineer for this project, when they told you this was your assignment, what were some of the main goals that you had in mind for this all-new Super Duty? Because I would imagine it's never easy to continue to raise the bar, so to speak, because quite often you're dealing with quite a good platform and quite a good vehicle to begin with.
That's a nice problem to have, Bob. You know, we're the market leader in the segment today. In fact, our share has grown up to in the high 40% range in the last year. And we came out with a new truck 3 years ago. We're coming out with a new truck just 3 years after that one came out, which we are doing very well with the marketplace. And our truck today is known for its durability. It's known for all the work it can get done in terms of trailer towing and general hauling. We're going to build on those strengths. And again, give the customer a more productive truck in the sense that it'll allow them to get their job done a lot more fuel efficiently than they had in the past, with more safety content we've offered in the past in terms of roll stability control brakes, side airbags, side air curtains. We're going to, the first time, going to offer a 3-point belt in the middle front seating position, which is something that none of our competition does in our segment. And you know what? The customer who's really been good to us, we need to make sure we take care of them. And we've been the market leader in the S-Series full-size pickups for the last 33 years. And, again, we know a lot about trucks. We listen really carefully to our customers. Our customers have been really loyal to us and given us a lot of good feedback. Again, that's where we've figured out that we ought to offer some of these features I talked about earlier, like the integrated fifth-wheel gooseneck receiver that, again, it's a perfect fit for who our customer is, who uses our truck to tow recreational and more importantly, work trailers around their job sites and the long distances.
Demographically, is there an average Super Duty buyer out there, or does it kind of run the gamut, Chris?
It does run the gamut. You know, we've got different target customers we think about when we think about trim series like XL or XLT or King Ranch or Lariat. But a lot of our customers use their trucks 24/7. They use it in their business. They're small businessmen. They're contractors. They do landscaping. They do construction. They work in utilities, whether it be oil and gas or whether it be the electric utilities, some of our bigger business customers. But, you know, then we've got customers who use it on their ranches, on their farms. They use it to get their livestock to and from market. And that's one of the best parts about working on this product line is we've got such a diverse set of customers. And it's a lot of fun trying to figure out what can we give them that will really make their job easier to do, whether it be at a construction site or whether it be out in a remote location that is really hard to get to, which, you know, is some of what our off-road capability is about, in addition to towing and hauling bigger trailers and more payload than any of our competition does today and in the future.
Well, Chris, you're a wealth of information. We thank you so much for your time here today. And once again, what's the on-sale date for the Super Duty from Ford?
It'll be later this spring, not too far away now.
All right. Wonderful. Huh? Enjoy the rest of your Super Bowl Sunday.
Very good. Thanks for having me, Bob.
There he is, Chris Brewer, chief engineer for the all-new Ford Super Duty truck. And speaking of enjoying Super Bowl Sunday, we have pulled one of our favorites, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, away from a party he's attending in Detroit, Michigan. Paul Eisenstein, thank you so much for taking a little time to join us here on air. How you doing?
Hey, good, Bob. Sorry, my voicemail picked up the call, so I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late.
No problem. Let's get your take on what's happening with Toyota. Lots of people are yelling the sky is falling, but just interested to get your take on what's going down.
Well, let me jump to the question that a lot of people ask these days, and we'll get back to the more immediate things in a moment. And that's the question, what does this mean for Toyota long term? Some people start saying, oh, my gosh, is this going to destroy them? And there's little doubt that Toyota will bounce back from this. The question is, how high will Toyota be the same seemingly invincible and invulnerable company that they appeared to be as little as 6 months ago? Probably not. I think they're going to have a little more trouble out there. They're going to have to work a little bit harder. You know, it's been often said, I think you and I have had this discussion, that Toyota is the sort of company that its salespeople really aren't. All they have to do is take orders. Well, I think they may have to work a little bit harder in the future. But there's no question that Toyota will bounce back. It's just a question of how long this thing goes on, and will they regain all of what they've given up, or will they be just a little bit weaker? And I think that they will be a weaker company going forward.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. But there's no doubt that they will be back. It will all depend on the long term, how long this is dragged out. I mean, when you look at Audi with their runaway and unattended acceleration problem in the 80s, it took them quite a while to kind of shake that stigma. But Ford certainly escaped from the Explorer tire fiasco of the 90s in pretty decent shape. So, again, it just points out the fact that we're just going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait for a few important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. You're listening to Auto World on the GCN Radio Network, NRN, as well as Cable Radio Network Channel 2. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, the man behind the wonderful website, the DetroitBureau.com, the publisher, and we're talking about Toyota. And, Paul, we never did get a chance to talk after the Detroit show. Let's touch a little bit on some of the products unveiled there. Your thoughts about the offerings from Ford, the 2012 Focus, the return of the 5.0 Mustang, and a new product from Lincoln. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ford probably came out the real winner at the auto show this year. The Focus was one of the most widely reported stories out of the show. It's going to be very, very interesting to see where Ford is going. As you know, they have this strategy, Bob, called One Ford, and it's pretty logical when you think about it. The idea is, instead of being to build separate products for each of the markets they compete in, maybe one for Europe, one for Asia, another one for the United States, you start out with a common platform. You tweak and twist it a little bit here and there to make sure that you meet local requirements, whether they be in China, where people like to have backseat entertainment, like as people are more likely to be chauffeured over there, or over here, where you might want just certain features, and of course you have safety requirements here that are a little different than, say, in Europe, where a car the size of the Focus is considered a family sedan. It's an interesting strategy because, one, it saves a company money, but, two, you wind up getting, they say, more car for the money. And what we've seen of the Focus suggests they're not kidding. They save a lot of money developing one product, and that means that they can put more into it. So with the Focus, I have not driven it yet. We'll have to wait and see what the reviews are like. But the initial evidence is that this is not the traditional Econobox that people were used to getting in the subcompact or compact segments.
It definitely seems that a lot of the car companies are finally kind of getting it, Paul, that Americans are now willing to go to a smaller vehicle as long as it's got all the cool stuff that they're used to, all the luxury features, the entertainment features, the nav, all the electronic gadgetry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key thing that we're going to be having to watch over the next year or so. Will people really downsize products? There is certainly a move to smaller vehicles, but it's not as big as a lot of people would think. As a matter of fact, even before gas prices started coming back down again, during the final months of 2008, we were already seeing that people were switching back to bigger cars again. Where we're seeing a big difference is more in powertrain than we are in the size of the vehicle. So, for example, we're starting to see that many people are switching from V6s to I4s in products like the Chevrolet Malibu. And that's a big difference. The Japanese have seen this for years, buyers have tended to be willing to spend for smaller engines, inline fours, for example, versus V6s. And I think that you're going to see that happening with rare exception. You know, of course, one of those exceptions is the 5-liter Mustang. And there are certain products that people want the performance. And it's great to see that 5-liter back, isn't it?
It definitely is. And pretty decent fuel economy, too. If you look at the V6 unveiled in L.A., 305 horsepower, 30 miles per gallon on the highway. The 5-liter back with 25 miles per gallon, 412 horsepower. Decent indeed. Another thing pretty decent is that Cadillac CTS V Coupe, Paul. It definitely is a looker, and I imagine that's going to be quite a ride.
Well, Cadillac is doing some very interesting things, and they also got some good attention at the auto show. Yes, you're right. The Cadillac CTS V, it's something that the DetroitBureau.com reported on very, very early. We learned about that pretty early. You know, they had a nice car with the V in the first generation, but there were problems with it. Among other things, I heard there were some really serious problems with tire usage. You really went through them pretty quickly. The new one is a lot more powerful. It appears to handle, well, I've driven it, I should say. It does handle significantly better than the previous V. But I'll tell you what I really was paying attention to on the Cadillac side of this show, and that was the XTS, which will be replacing the STS. Boy, these names, I just love all these alphabet soup names. For those who aren't real familiar, the old Seville morphed into the STS, and then, of course, you had the DeVille, which became the DTS. Well, neither one of them really succeeded. The last generation of each of those sort of bombed. Cadillac is looking to replace them, and it's going to come up with a combined model called the XTS. And it's a looker. If you remember the Cadillac 16, which was the incredible smash hit at the auto show a few years back. The XTS has a lot of that look. Obviously, it doesn't have a 16-cylinder engine, nor is it going to be priced in the $150,000, $250,000 range. Look for it to come in something close to where the STS is right now. And I think that if the production version, which this is supposed to be very close to, is as pretty as this one, they're going to have a winner.
I would agree. Speaking of winners, what do you think, hit or miss, the Honda CRZ, spiritual successor to the old CRX?
I think it was okay. I've got to say that I'm not as big a fan of some of the stuff that I'm seeing out of Honda on the styling front. The Crosstour is okay. The Acura side, I'm just not a fan at all. The ZDX, which is sort of visually the counter to the Crosstour, is just conglomeration. I just don't get it. I'm not particularly impressed with the driving, and I'm concerned about that because Honda is not hitting on all cylinders right now, and that's a brand that we generally like to see doing a lot better than it is, both in terms of styling and in terms of the success of its products.
800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any questions or comments for Paul Eisenstein, we would love to hear from you. In Detroit, they did something unusual. They lined up the electric vehicles on Electric Avenue and kind of a play off the old Eddie Grant song. Pretty clever.
Yeah, actually, it was a great idea. You know, auto shows are really at a pivotal point right now. There's a growing concern about whether auto shows will survive. The smaller shows in particular are not getting the manufacturer's support. And these things are expensive to put on. I don't know if people realize it, but at the Detroit Auto Show and some of the other big shows like it, you can see a manufacturer for even a small display shell out a couple million dollars. And it's not unusual for some of the big displays. Let's go to Frankfurt, where BMW put up an indoor track where they actually had their new products driving during that show last fall. Shows like that, a manufacturer can spend $50 million or more. Even by Super Bowl money, that's pretty serious cash. And manufacturers are thinking twice about it. So the idea of coming up with all these new ideas to do something different, as Detroit did, by actually showing off what may be the future of the automobile with all these electric products from brands that people normally don't see, I thought that was a really great idea.
Definitely. Speaking of the Super Bowl, we're going to have Alex Fedorik on in the next hour of the program, but they're going to have their first Super Bowl ad, Paul.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the dominant player when it comes to automotive advertising is Hyundai. I forgot the exact number. As a matter of fact, if you want to read a little bit more about it, I'd love to have people go to the site, thedetroitbureau.com. Our columnist, Marty Bernstein, wrote a great story about what the automakers are doing. So you have a heavy presence by Hyundai, and its little brother, Kia, will be on there, as you said, with their first ad, but they're going to hit pretty big nonetheless. This is an interesting place to watch Kia suddenly show up. It's not a brand you would have expected in the Super Bowl even a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. And another thing that you wouldn't expect a couple of years ago is the fact that not too many unveils in Chicago, and some of the media hosting that had been going on for years has been significantly dialed back.
Yeah, well, that goes back to what I was just saying. The auto shows are definitely shrinking. Manufacturers are cutting back in terms of what they're doing to get the attention of the media. It's going to be a very interesting question. Just remember what happened with the Tokyo Motor Show back in October. That show almost died. At one point, they were considering whether to cancel it, and they decided to keep it going. But what was there, one foreign manufacturer, one or two? I know Lotus was there. I'm not sure if any of the other foreign brands were there. It was the first Tokyo Motor Show I have skipped in something like 25 years.
Yeah, and that's used to be, like you say, just an absolutely huge player, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, Bob, if I may, I'm going to jump in and ask a favor.
Sure.
I would love to ask any of the listeners, if they have some thoughts or if they have some stories about their own Toyota problems, please go to thedetroitbureau.com. Let us know what they're experiencing.
Excellent.
We'd love to hear more.
Thank you, Paul. We'll get you back on real soon.
Good to be with you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.